What were your own emotions as you saw the Pentagon, which for you has been for many years a symbol of this kind of horror, when you saw a plane slam into it? Or,
well, I never saw that, actually, because I don't think that was broadcast.
Oh, that's true. They had some still photographs, but not, yeah.
The World Trade Center was, I think my reaction was much like yours, unless you, I don't know you, but, the only group of people that I know who weren't weeping for the next several weeks were the people who were busy typing legislation into their computers.
Well, and Palestinians were seen dancing in the streets about it, too.
But, I think that was also a bit overwrought in the American press. I think but I think there is an indication. In Chile, there was a demonstration that day about the overthrow of Allende. And, we have a bit of a, everybody in the world knows that Americans are geographically challenged and historically challenged. We don't have a sense of who we are or where we are. So I think every American that I know was weeping over the next several weeks and devastated and shocked. And that was that an act of pure terror? It absolutely was. And there are many other acts of terror carried out by our government, even recently, that are comparable. And there are other acts of terror that have gone on in places like Bosnia that we forgot to notice. So I have very mixed emotions about how it's been. Well, put it this way, I have no mixed emotions about terrorism being always evil, always wrong. But what I think is crazy is to use that moment to advance a right-wing agenda that on every front, every uterus must be examined, every tree chopped down, every oil well dug. I mean, it's absolute madness. And September 11th is the answer that's given to anything that these fanatics would like to do.